Hi, everyone, and welcome back to our PMA mini podcast series, To Team or Not to Team, the podcast in where we are discussing product marketing team structure with esteemed product marketing leaders. I'm your host, Div Manikam, and in this episode, I'm so excited to be joined by Charlotte Norman, Head of Product Marketing at Canva. And in this discussion, we will focus on two areas, with a segment focused on B2B, whether it's commercial, mid-market, SMB, or enterprise, however you have it defined in your organization. And we'll also talk a little bit about solution and horizontal use cases that we have seen. Thank you so much, Charlotte, for joining me today from Sydney, Australia. And to tell you a little bit about Charlotte, I've had the privilege to get to know Charlotte through our PMA mentorship program, and it's been a true honor to see her career growth and also recognition within the PMA community.
Well, thank you. What a warm welcome that is. And thank you so much, Div and PMA, for having me on today's show. Really, really excited to chat through what I've learned through growing a team and building an org structure. And that's something that's very front of mind for me currently at Canva as we're rapidly growing. Before we kick into it fully, I'll just quickly give a little bit of my background to all of our listeners. I, like so many product marketers, was doing product marketing long before my job title actually reflected the true role I was doing. So I've been passionate about my product, about product marketing, and most importantly, customer-centric product experiences and marketing experiences. And I've worked in a variety of different tech businesses, from property tech to travel and insurance. And now I'm currently working at Canva, which is a visual communication platform which empowers everyone in the world to design. And we currently have tens of millions of monthly active users, and that's rapidly expanding. So with that rapid growth comes the need to rapidly grow our PMM team. So really excited to share what I've learned and how I'm going about building our org for this future growth.
That's awesome, Charlotte. And to the listeners, I recently embarked on Canva and I've become a fan in within just less than 10 days. So definitely a monumental effort that you are trying to drive within Canva to kind of establish what product marketing should look like. And I think there are some interesting aspects that we will be diving in this 20-minute mini podcast. But to kick it off, I always like to ask our product marketing leaders, do you have an interesting product marketing team structure story, either a funny one or a risky one that you have encountered or that you've heard from somebody else?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. The interesting thing, I guess, about product marketing is that it's still quite a new role within Australia. And so I guess a funny story, I guess you could say, is that in a couple of the businesses that I've worked in, I've been the only product marketer. So doing everything for all products, which has been quite a lot to handle and a bit of a juggle, but also a really great learning experience at the same time to truly help me identify exactly what is product marketing versus what's not product marketing. But I guess with that lack of awareness within the Australian job market as to what product marketing is, one thing for me is that it's a constant education journey that we're taking all of our stakeholders within all of Canva on to understand what product marketing is, what the value is, and how to work with us. We had a funny experience recently. We're doing this education journey sort of every quarter to ensure that all our new starters know what product marketing is and everyone knows how to partner with us. And we kicked off a session with a quiz on what do you think product marketing is? And the most clicked answer was performance marketing. So there still is a little bit of a way for us to go to ensure that everyone fully understands what product marketing is and that we're not performance marketing, although we do partner very closely with performance marketing. But we are, yeah, that's kind of a funny story that we had. And when I saw the results, I was kind of surprised, but it really reiterated the need to continuously educate everyone on what product marketing is.
100%. And I think it's not just in Australia, even we in the US have a similar opportunity every day where it doesn't matter who you're talking to, everybody has a notion of what product marketing is. And it definitely is not what you are thinking product marketing is. So it's always a a fun place to be, and you can also be the historian in some shape or form to educate them again and again and again until hopefully one day they get it. So yes, that's awesome. So let's actually dive into some of our questions that we have for you today, Charlotte. So the first one is, what does the product marketing org structure look like at Canva?
Yeah, sure. So the way that we've structured the team is, I will say our guiding principles to try and keep it, I guess, as a minimal viable structure as much as possible. So there's not too much hierarchy. Everyone feels like an equal contributor within the team. But what we do within our team is we have five sub-teams that sit within product marketing. So we have consumer and communities, a B2B team, an education focused team, a key product verticals team, and then an international markets team. And each of those areas has sort of key goals, either relating to their audience or use case, or relating to the key product that they're offering. And the PMMs from different teams obviously cross-collaborate. So the key products team, there's someone who works on presentations. They obviously need to then work with the B2B team to ensure that we're driving adoption of the presentations tool within our B2B markets. But we found that this is the most effective way to segment and support the product and marketing org with a structure like this. So that's sort of the higher level structure. But I know today we're focusing particularly on B2B. So I wanted to just dive into how we split that out there and we look to support the marketing, sales, and product orgs there. So when it comes to the B2B side of things, we have three key, what we call sales motions or product growth motions, which are a self-serve motion, a high velocity, so low touch sales, and then a fully sales assisted motion. And we have PMMs that support each of those motions to either drive product adoption or leads and product awareness and support enablement of the sales team in the higher sales assisted motion. So we have the split that way. But then when we look to sort of solution or horizontal use cases, we see the three use cases that I'm about to mention across all of those three different motions. So our primary use cases at this point, they're continuously expanding, our marketing comms, sales teams and comms, and internal communications teams or HR. And so building out use cases across all of those three motions for those core user audiences. So that's how we structure the B2B team. And that is continuously evolving and growing. And we have a couple of other lenses that we apply to that, whether it's a different industry is another lens that we apply to that. But that's how we're starting to really drive product and marketing value to our customer base through having this segmentation within our own team.
That's amazing. And for you to have started off as the single product marketer and to be able to kind of build the structure, what was your thought process and why did you structure your team like this? Right? I know every organization, every business has different ways of how to think about product marketing team structure. Could you share some insights with the group?
Yeah, that's a great call. Yeah, so when I joined Canva, there was actually one other PMM then me, and then we kind of joined forces and started to identify where the key areas of growth were. The reason we've structured the B2B product marketing team in such a way is because this is how we're looking to do our product growth, our sales support, and our marketing. So it aligns with our three core stakeholders that we have within the business. And there are product teams that support each of these motions. There's a B2B marketing team that supports each of these motions and has different initiatives running each quarter on these. And there's sales targets associated with each of these, predominantly high velocity and sales assisted motions, but there's also self-serve targets as well. And so it made sense for a product marketer to come in to ensure that the product experiences that we're building are optimized to bring competitive insights to the table about how other businesses are looking to drive growth and adoption of customers across these different motions, and to ensure that we're constantly bringing the right level of product information to the different stakeholders who are in each of these different groups. At Canva, we're in a very fortunate position where we are building so much product. There's so many things shipping every single day But we actually need to, as a product marketing team, get really great at distilling what is of relevance to our customer and also to our key stakeholders, so that then they can leverage that either through marketing or sales enablement or within the product experience itself. And so that's where we really add a filter lens to the information that's being shared, and we help empower those other teams to drive growth, adoption, and education of Canva with the support of product marketing. And we're constantly building these motions. And there's a lot of trial, I guess, in this process, but it's been a really fun journey to partner on with these different teams as well.
For sure. And I think the key point that you iterated, I'll share again, right? It's that alignment across product, marketing, and sales to coming together. And if you don't have that alignment with your key stakeholders, it's hard to get product marketing moving in the direction that the company is moving, right? So I think that's an important key aspect when you think about it. So to continue the conversation, what makes a good team structure in product marketing? And if you could focus on either the B2B or the horizontal solution use cases, it'll be good to just talk to about a little bit about what you have seen and what would it take for us to kind of build a good team structure? It sounds like you have that right now at Canva, the way you've structured it.
Well, thank you. And I mean, it's a continuous journey and we're going to be continually growing. But I might actually start off with something like what I've seen not work, and then how I've taken that learning to kind of build three core principles around what I think does work. Okay. So what I've seen not work is when you have too many PMMs, but they don't have the correct marketing or product support. And it ultimately then becomes a fight between PMMs to get marketing support, get assets made, get their product in comms and things like that. And they don't have the right partnership with the product team, either due to bandwidth or not enough PMs and things like that. And what it means is that the PMMs are just fighting for, I guess, work, resourcing across different teams.
Time, bandwidth, all of the above,
Exactly. And they're so focused on getting that and shipping their own KPIs that they lose sight of the entire customer journey and what we're actually trying to get a full customer to do. So what I really, really did not want to have happen when we built the team structure was us create an environment where PMMs are fighting, because that's not a great environment, but also create an org structure where we are shipping our org structure out to our customers and it's not a cohesive experience. That is one of my key values, is having a very cohesive, simple customer journey that makes it really easy for anyone to jump on Canva and start using. And so I wanted to build an org structure that had the customer journey at the center of the design. And so when we speak to the B2B team, you can see that loud and clear, as we have PMMs that support the self-serve customer journey. We have PMMs that support the high velocity or low sales touch customer journey. And we have a PMM that supports the sales assisted customer journey. So they're aligned with that customer journey and they are the custodians and product marketing experts for that journey. So that's one of my key learnings and key kind of principles that I keep in mind. The other one I kind of touched on just before was only hiring product marketers if they do have a dedicated product team, which has a consistent product roadmap to partner with, and if they have access to marketing teams and channels that they can actually get bandwidth and resource for to partner on. If they can only get bandwidth, 5 to 10% of the time, it's not going to be a very satisfying experience for that PMM or give optimal outputs or results. So I feel like that's key in the hiring process for me. And the other key piece is just centralizing any of your sub marketing teams around common audience problems or product goals. And with the B2B space, it's really about just growing teams using Canva and collaborating on Canva. And so that's a common goal across all of our different streams. At Canva, monthly active users is one of our kind of key target goals, and we're really focused on driving the number of teams who are our monthly active users, and that's that one of their core goals there.
That's awesome.
So they're the three kind of areas that I kind of reflect on and key learnings that I've had as well.
And I think you've talked about something that's very important, right? Bringing back to the customer journey, because it's not just thinking about, hey, do I have a product marketer and a product manager? You need the whole ecosystem to function effectively to get to where you're going. So as you're thinking about kind of growing your team, how do you complement the skill sets and talent? And this could mean either growth within the team or bringing resources externally, because there are probably some gaps that you've identified that the team is not skilled to work with today.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I guess I'll answer this in two parts. One being that with such a rapidly growing team, I think that's a true asset to anyone who's rapidly growing a team, because you're bringing so many experienced outsiders into your business who have seen how product marketing or product work at other businesses. So they have expertise there. And I think it's really important as you grow a team to ensure that they have an opportunity to share that expertise with the team. So what we have done in the product marketing team is set up a fortnightly or every 2 weeks meeting where we have a 1 hour session where we go over a topic or an area of expertise that someone has or something that they've done at a previous company to learn from each other. So I think fostering that growth so that we're all upskilling at the same time is one way that we sort of continuously do that at Canva and in our team. I guess in terms of identifying skill gaps across the business, the way in which I've looked at that is really around what the product or marketing team need for that area of the business and what are the key skills that would help us succeed in that area of the business. And it's not actually the same across all the different product marketing roles. So for example, there are a couple of roles that we have at the moment, and they are particularly focused on really building a world-class product, doing a lot of research, validation, customer testing, positioning testing, really in that early build phase before we get to go to market. So we really need experts who are strategic in that research and bring in a lot of customer centricity and have the ability to synthesize data and competitor analysis. We really need that skill set for that particular role. Whereas there's another role which is really going to be focused heavily on positioning. Mm-hmm. And we almost need someone who is leaning into a little bit of a copywriter background or has a really strong skill set in positioning there to help get that sort of area off the ground. So really identifying and interviewing the product teams as to the skills that they feel they need, as well as identifying from within our own product marketing team and the work to be done in that team, what are the key skills that we really need to hire for that would help this person succeed as soon as they start in that new role? And that's sort of how I start to look at framing the roles that we go to market with and what we look for when we hire for that specific role.
And that's probably the beauty of product marketing too, right? Where you can go all the way from positioning, research, competitive intelligence to the go-to-market and anything and everything in between. And every product marketer has, I would say, like a magic weapon in their toolkit that they know that, hey, this is my superpower. This is what I'm really good at. And so kind of honing in on that and giving folks the opportunity to kind of say, hey, those are the skill sets that we're looking for. And if that's a good mutual fit, then that's a great way to kind of build the talent within your team as well. That's amazing. And I loved what you shared about upskilling, where you're kind of doing some, like we usually call them like a lunch and learn, where now it's more virtual lunch and learn. But we try to bring that aspect of, hey, we are all learning something on an ongoing basis. And if we are not, then what are we doing to keep learning and keep the continuous learning aspect within our team? So that's really good that you're also evangelizing that and kind of being the ambassador for that within the team. The next question is probably my favorite because I always believe in values and trying to make sure that we have the right values to set within a team. So do you think values and beliefs are key for building a high purpose product marketing team? And I'm intentionally saying high purpose, not high performance.
Yeah, no, I think I 100% think it's incredibly important. And I think that helps your team understand how to operate and also how to interact with their stakeholders and how to add value across the business. That's in a, like you were saying, sort of purposeful way. So at Canva, we have core company values, which really sit at the center of everything we do. I've actually never worked at a company where they are so loud and clear across every single thing that we do. They're not just kind of sitting on a plaque or a poster in the office and you just kind of look at them every now and then. It's truly in every single thing, every product we build, every campaign we build at Canva. And so I'm lucky to have a core guiding North Star, I guess, of principles. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to our specific PMM team, I did build out 6 core guiding principles for how we operate, just to really help everyone prioritize and really keep these things back of mind when we are doing any product development with the product team or marketing. So I'll quickly run through them. So the first one is simplicity. One of our Canva values is make complex things simple. And so Canva has become such a successful company because it is so simple to use and it is such a, it creates such a complex problem space into a really simple user experience. So all of our product functionality and messaging should always be simple. And we honestly believe that any child should be able to read it, understand, and start using Canva. So that's sort of our litmus test there, I guess. The second one is that everything we build must have the user at the center and must be user first. And everything, I guess, leans into my third one, must be tested with our user base. So we have a test, learn, and optimize philosophy. Everything's tested, everything's optimized with the core target audience, because we make decisions using data from our audience, not our gut feel. And that's a core principle as well. The fourth one is ensuring that we have cross-device parity across our products that we launch in market. We have a global user base who have different needs and different use cases for Canva, and they use different devices. So we need to ensure that our product is accessible and usable across all devices. And that's really key when it comes to marketing as well. Like, we will not do a big marketing launch on something if it is not cross-device, accessible and usable. The fifth one is ensuring that we sell value. We're not just marketing features or what's happening. We're selling the value that we bring to a customer, and we're highlighting the problems that we solve to that customer. And that's central to the way that we position and market. And the sixth point is just ensuring that everything we tell is in a story, in a narrative. And we really look to connect dots between the different features and products launching so that it's a higher value story that we're telling our different customers. So they're the 6 guiding principles we have for our team. And I've found that this is really helpful just to help us prioritize, you know, which products we're going to do a large marketing campaign on. We're going to push harder each season, each quarter, we call them seasons, because we have these guiding principles as well. And the, you know, marketing team are aligned with these as well as the product team as well.
That's amazing. And I love your first guiding principle on simplicity. I think that's something that I also hold near and dear to everything that I try to do as product marketing, because we all are technology companies in some shape or form, and every company has enough technical details that we can go into and it becomes a black hole very quickly. So having that simplicity is very key, and having used Canva for the past week, I would echo that simplicity is probably the number one reason why it makes it so much easier for us to use Canva as compared to when I've leveraged Adobe design, for example. So yeah, this is awesome. I love the guiding principles and how you've kind of, from the start of guiding principle number 1 for simplicity all the way to number 6 for storytelling, you've kind of iterated your own PMM journey, if you will, in some cases. Yes. So that's really cool. I love that. Thanks. All right, so now we go into the serious questions, because what fun would it be if it was all easy ones? So let's go into the next one, which is around when you think about team structures, right? I'm sure we all have in the back of our pockets what was a good team structure that was done right, or an example of a team structure that went wrong or sideways, or you thought, hey, this is, it's going to work, this is what it's going to be, and then you kind of reverse it. And I know we talked a little bit about it so if you want to maybe talk a little bit more about the wrong and the rights, and if there's any examples you want to share there.
Yeah, I think I touched on this a little bit earlier, but I can go into a bit more detail. It's like just ensuring that the product marketer has the right support from product and marketing to be able to deliver, and that they're being KPI'd on the right goals or OKR, whichever format you use, on the right goals that actually make sense to the whole customer journey, and that there's not competing goals, which then ultimately kind of put everyone at a standstill as to who's going to get the resource. So I think that's really key. And it's good to have a bird's eye view over what everyone is working on and the different goals that are coming through to ensure that you can remove any roadblocks or butting of heads that may come to be. I recognize that I'm in a position where I have, I guess, a smaller team at the moment. I can do that. Once you've got hundreds of PMMs, it may not be as feasible to do that, but that's where I guess the team leaders really need to ensure that they're helping triage that situation. And I think also just making sure that I guess sometimes a business may think they need a PMM, but it might not actually be the right role. They might actually need a product growth manager or something instead of a product marketing manager. For example, like the search bar of, you know, most products is an important tool. It's how you enter the tool. But is that something you're actually going to market? It's something you're going to grow, you're going to optimize, you're going to do a lot of experimentation on it, but you're not going to really market the search bar functionality that much. So it's like, is that the right fit? It's just something to really weigh up if you need a product marketing manager versus a product growth manager. They would work closely together, but you might need one over the other in some instances. So I guess they're my kind of key call outs. And I guess the right way to build the org or have a structure is, yeah, ensuring that you have teams that are aligned to core goals. They have the ability to partner with product, sales, and marketing, and that there are clear lines of communication and open goal setting there. I think that's a really key one. You can't set goals in silos across those teams. You need to have collaboration as to what you're launching, how you'll be contributing to people's goals as well there, and really have clear and open lines of communication with marketing, sales, and product on how you will promote and communicate these products to the audience per quarter, et cetera, per 6 months, so that then people can forecast goals as well off the back of that. So I think the key takeaways there are really just collaboration and open communication with your stakeholders and alignment between the PMMs to ensure that there's no clashing.
Got it. No, I think those are really sound advice. So as we go into the last part of today's podcast, any tips or guidance that you would give from your experience to help either new product marketing leaders for building their first team or someone who is that first product marketer in an organization and who's trying to navigate through product sales and marketing of how to even think about product marketing? Any thoughts or guidance that you could share that would help the listeners?
Yeah, so I went on this exercise myself recently, and a big kudos to my people business partner, Tracy and Christina, who did help me on this process. And they stepped out a four-step process, which I can talk through about how to ensure, identify gaps, and then ensure that you're fulfilling business needs and build out an org structure that is harmonious with the other key stakeholders that be working with you. So the first area is really around identifying the business strategy. So what's the 12, 18 month goals? What does that look like from a product development standpoint? What are the guiding tenets? And what are the strategies that are going to be deployed across the business over the next 12 to 18 months? Step two is really looking at your current org structure, the skills, the specialization, the layers and the roles and the reporting lines, and doing a bit of a gap analysis between those two areas. So we're going to launch X strategy, but we don't have any PMM support for that strategy. What are the skills? What are the people? Who would they need to work with in order to deliver that project? So starting to identify what those key gaps are and what the skills are that you would need to bring in to support those different initiatives. Once you've done that gap analysis, it will start to help you really identify the path forward as to which PMM roles you may need to identify within your org. And that's really when you go to step three about building out what are the workflows, both vertically and horizontally within the org, that you would build to ensure that people are working effectively across the PMM team, working effectively with the broader marketing, product, and sales teams, and that they have the right processes to be able to succeed across those different business areas. So building out the org structure and the sort of reporting lines and how that would work. And then step D is just ensuring that we have the right, I guess, people related systems in place, that we're hiring the right people in, we're making the right prioritization of hiring, we're developing any internal candidates that could be open for a role and upskilling them in potential areas, and we're keeping open lines of communication with the team on what the growth is looking to be like. The other key area there is around looking for any tooling or systems that you may need to support the growth of your team. Mm-hmm. As if you're having a rapidly growing team, you might need some automation tools, more testing tools for positioning and things like that, because you don't have the time to do focus groups every couple of weeks or whatnot. So really taking time to identify the tech stack that you need to help your team succeed. And really, once you've kind of gone through all of those four steps, it will give you a really robust understanding of the gaps, what the potential role can be, where that can sit in your business and who it would work with across the other teams, and then identifying the key tooling that you need to get on top of to be able to help support that future growth structure. So that's the way that I have gone through this exercise. I found it really helpful thinking about it in those four steps, and it helped me identify actually quite a few gaps that I maybe hadn't quite thought about when building out my team structure.
And definitely kudos to the business partner team as well, for the HR business partner, because I think this framework makes it a lot more simpler for someone who's starting off from scratch, trying to even get their head wrapped around. It's not just a matter of hiring someone for the current need, but it's actually thinking about that long-term vision and bringing that strategy up front, I think, is a key aspect. Are there any hiring learnings you would like to share with the group as a wrap up?
Yeah, because I've done this sort of journey of building the team, then we're looking to, you know, expand it further. So I've gone through that exercise that I just mentioned. I did want to take a step back and actually just reflect on the learnings that I'd had to date through the hiring process. And I guess these were sort of the key learnings that I had. One was around location of candidates. Like I mentioned at the start of the podcast, Australia, it's still quite a new role. So we have had some challenges just finding people who have the right level of experience in Australia. There is a lot of great talent here in Australia, don't get me wrong, but, you know, just it is a small market pool. So we have had, the key learning we've had is that we need to expand out into sort of the US markets to look for hiring and be open to remote work, especially in this COVID climate, for folks in the US, just to make it easier for us to hire and fill those roles and to have people who have the right level of experience in the tech companies. So that's sort of the first learning. The other two learnings that I'll touch on were ones I've mentioned previously around just ensuring there is the right level of marketing support, and just ensuring that you have the right level of channel support for the different audiences or key areas you're going after, so people are set up for success. And ensuring just one area for us was that the way Canva's operated, we're one of the few marketing teams that doesn't have creative resources in our team. So we use an internal team who are amazing and superstars at what they do. So just making sure that we have the right processes with that team so we don't inundate them with requests and they're not overwhelmed with the number of requests. So just ensuring that we have the right internal processes and briefing cadences and prioritization with that team to help us work better together as a partnership. So they were just some of the key learnings that I've identified so far.
That's awesome. I think over the past couple of months, if this is how far you've gotten much, much further than one of our previous conversations. So this is really amazing, Charlotte, just to see how you're thinking about the hiring process and not just thinking about it as we need people, but thinking beyond that and kind of bringing those frameworks together, and for sharing some examples with the group to learn more about what it looks like in a B2B environment when we think about segments and what it looks like within our solutions and horizontal space. So I really appreciate the time that you've taken, Charlotte, to share all of this goodness with us. And thank you so much for your time.
No worries at all. I hope it was really helpful. It's been a great learning journey for me, honestly, going through all of this. I'm actually about to jump off and do training with my team on how to hire, high performing and high impact product marketers. So there's a lot that we're doing to help empower our team to hire correctly and to ensure that we're building the right team and we're hiring the right people as well. And that everyone who comes on board feels like they have a lot of value and impact they can bring to the business. So I think that's really key to the success of growing an org. So really appreciate you taking the time to go through all of this. It's been really fun. And I hope that everyone found it helpful and find some of the learnings really impactful as they look to build out their own teams.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thanks everyone for tuning in to our To Team or Not To Team podcast series. Stay tuned for the next one.